Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Kimberly, host of the Start Me Up podcast. If you like your politics with some loose talk and salty language, you're going to love my show. I interview the coolest people like Mary Trump, Kathy Griffin, and DNC chair Jamie Harrison. The Start Me Up podcast has an easygoing, casual style and a strong emphasis on left-leaning politics. We also have frank discussions about sex and more than a few spirited rants. Just visit patreon.com/startmeup or wherever you get your podcasts and start listening today.
So, Attorney General Merrick Garland spoke. He addressed the American people about the nature of the investigation into the attack on the Capitol, and friends, what he said was important. Let's talk about that. Because justice matters. Hey all, Glenn Kirshner here. So Attorney General Merrick Garland finally spoke. He addressed the nature of the ongoing investigation into the insurrection, into the attack on the Capitol on January 6th. And I, together with so many others, have been saying for days, for weeks, for months, that the Department of Justice needs to reassure the American people that it's not just the foot soldiers of the insurrection. In the grand scheme of things, it's not just the powerless who are going to be held accountable for what they did on January 6th, but also the powerful, the plotters and the planners, the organizers and the inciters, the lawyers who wrote treasonous memos, and the War Council members who gathered in the posh environs of the Willard Hotel on January 5th, plotting democracy's demise. It's not just the powerless who need to be held accountable, it's the powerful. And in today's speech to the American people, Attorney General Garland did not disappoint. I want to touch on three areas of Attorney General Garland's comments today in what was a fairly lengthy speech. I think it ran more than a half an hour. And here's the first comment I want to take up. Attorney General Garland said, quote, "In complex cases, initial charges are less severe than later charged offenses. This is purposeful." In other words, friends, this is how we build large, complex conspiracy cases. We start on the bottom rung of the criminal ladder, and we work our way up. We start with the relatively powerless defendants, and we work our way up to the more powerful and ultimately the most powerful. This is how cases are investigated and prosecuted. It's how I did it for 30 years as a prosecutor. Second thing that Merrick Garland said that I want to comment on, he said, "The actions we have taken thus far will not be our last." That's certainly good to know. And then at about the 10-minute, 30-second mark, in A.G. Garland's lengthy comments, he said this, quote, "The Justice Department remains committed to holding all January 6 perpetrators at any level accountable under the law. whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy. And that is perhaps the most important thing Attorney General Garland said. We will hold them all responsible and accountable, whether they were present at the Capitol that day or not. Whether they were the relatively powerless, the foot soldiers of the insurrection, the ones who were beating police officers, breaching the Capitol, destroying property, hunting for elected officials, or not. Whether they were perhaps at the Willard Hotel, or in the Oval Office, or elsewhere. He was communicating that it's not just the foot soldiers, Donald Trump's angry mob, that the Department of Justice will hold accountable. And the third and final piece of Merrick Garland's comments that I want to talk about, Merrick Garland used the W word, Watergate. Here's what he said. Quote, over 40 years ago, in the wake of the Watergate scandal, the Justice Department concluded that the best way to ensure the department's independence, integrity, and fair application of our laws, and therefore the best way to ensure the health of our democracy, is to have a set of norms to govern our work. Essential norm is that in our criminal investigations, there cannot be different rules depending on one's political party or affiliation. There cannot be different rules for friends and foes, and there cannot be different rules for the powerful and the powerless. There is but only one rule. We follow the facts and enforce the law in a way that respects the Constitution and protects civil liberties. Now, friends, Merrick Garland's invocation of Watergate was not casual or cavalier. And Nixon's Watergate and Trump's insurrection certainly have some similarities. Both involve an obscene, hideous abuse of power by a corrupt president. Both investigations started with the powerless being held accountable, the foot soldiers of Trump's insurrection, and the Watergate burglars of Nixon's Watergate scandal. And in Watergate, most of the powerful were also prosecuted, were also held accountable, of course, with the exception of Richard Nixon himself, thanks to an ill-advised presidential pardon. But Merrick Garland told us today, in so many words, but clearly, that it's not just the powerless of the insurrection who will be held accountable. Everyone who committed crimes, as demonstrated by the evidence, will be held accountable. The powerless and the powerful. And that is as it should be, as it must be. Because justice matters. And friends, as always, thank you for tuning in to these daily Justice Matters videos. As you may know, we are an all-volunteer outfit here at Justice Matters, posting videos 7 days a week. If you would like to more formally support our mission, our content, our efforts here, feel free to go over to patreon.com. You can sign up to become a patron, and if you do, I'll send you some Justice Matters and Team Justice stickers and a personal handwritten note of thanks. And you'll also get a good bit of behind the scenes stuff about how we operate here at Justice Matters. And as always, folks, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with you all again tomorrow.